My name is Leroy Travers. I'm the Lead Education Associate with the Charter School Office, and I've been appointed by the Secretary of Education to conduct this public hearing. Early College High School at DSU has filed an application for a major modification of its charter to increase enrollment, add grades 7 and 8, and alter its name. As is required by law, the matter was referred to the Charter School Accountability Committee for investigation and report. This joint public hearing is being held by the Department of Education and the State Board of Education. I'm joined today by Dr. Audrey Noble from the Delaware State Board of Education. On March 12, 2020, Governor Carney issued a declaration of a state of emergency for the state of Delaware due to a public health threat. The state of emergency allows all public meetings of the executive branch public bodies, including the Charter School Accountability Committee, to be conducted electronically, either by means of telephone conference call or video conference call. This public hearing is open to the public electronically only. This was reflected on the state's public meeting calendar. I will ask that all members of the school and any members of the public self-mute your microphones until you are ready to speak. I would like the record to reflect that the notice of the time, date, and place of today's public hearing was published and notice was posted at the Charter School Accountability Committee's official place of business, on the Department of Education's official website, and on the state public meeting calendar on the state's official website. Further, Early College High School at DSU was personally notified of the date and time of today's public hearing on January 5th, 2021. A record of this hearing in the form of an audio recording will be made public. It will be necessary for each speaker to clearly identify his or herself before beginning to speak. The record of this hearing will be provided to the Secretary of Education and the members of the State Board of Education, together with any written or electronic comments. To date, comments received on this renewal application are posted on the Charter School Office's website. We will proceed in the following manner. First, we will hear from representatives of the charter school who wish to comment on the renewal application. Representatives include staff members and board members. Unless otherwise waived by the presiding officer, charter school representatives shall be limited to 15 minutes in total. Next, we will take comments from the public. The public includes any family members that wish to speak. I will ask for those that desire to speak to clearly state their names, and I will make a record of those wishing to speak. I will then call from that list to invite speakers. Unless otherwise.
Mr. Travers, excuse me.
Yes, Dr.
This is a modification, right? Not a renewal?
Yes. Did I say renewal?
Yeah, you did. I think you did.
I apologize. Yes.
Just a second. Okay. I thought I read all the wrong stuff.
I'm sorry if I said renewal. It's a modification, so let's make that very clear.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. I will then call from that list to invite speakers. Unless otherwise waived by the presiding officers, all public speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. I reserve the right to impose reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions if the speakers prevent this hearing from accomplishing its goals in a reasonable manner, such as speaking too long, being unduly repetitious, or by extended discussion of irrelevancies. This hearing's purpose is strictly to collect public comment. Questions of the Department of Education, the State Board of Education, or the school are not permitted and will not be acknowledged. At this point, the committee will accept comments from any school representatives. And Dr. Edney, we will start with you.
I'm going to defer to our illustrious board president, Dr. Marche Horton, to begin us.
Good evening. I am very happy to be here with you to set the stage for our proposal to add grades to the Early College High School. For those of you who have heard of our school but are not quite sure what it is we do, allow me to give a brief overview of what an Early College High School is. The Early College model is an initiative in the United States initially funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation that allows students to receive a high school diploma and up to 2 years of college credit by taking a combination of high school and college classes. The primary goal is to increase students' access to a post-secondary credential, particularly for those students who may not have previously thought this dream was within their reach. According to a study completed by the American Institutes for Research, early college students are more likely to graduate from high school, more likely to enroll in college, and more likely to earn college degrees. There are over 300 early college high schools in this country, and there are 23 charter schools in Delaware, but there is only one early college charter school in this state, which makes us pretty unique. But we are unique for other reasons, too. We are unique because we offer opportunity. We are unique because we offer a personalized learning environment within the context of project-based learning. We are unique because we offer options. Students can take courses in 41 of the 42 majors offered by Delaware State University. The only exception is aviation due to the age of our students. We are unique because our students have full access to DSU's accomplished faculty and resources. This provides opportunities for internships and community partnerships not easily found. This relationship is also a direct benefit to the university as it reflects its core values of outreach, community, scholarship, diversity, and integrity. Nowhere else in this state can you earn up to 60 credits of college coursework while still in high school. Nowhere else in this state can you earn those credits tuition-free. The cost of tuition is an in-kind contribution of Delaware State University, who made a decision to invest in the future of our students. Nowhere else in this state can you earn those credits without having to sit for a special exam. Do our students test? Are they assessed? Absolutely. But they are assessed with the same instruments the other college students are assessed with: quizzes, projects, presentations, and exams. Since our launch, we have had three graduating classes, each class earning over 1,700 college credits. Our graduates are guaranteed acceptance at Delaware State University, but they have also been accepted at a wide range of public and private institutions, including Creighton, Drexel, Hampton, Loyola, Spelman, Stanford, SUNY Stony Brook, University of Pennsylvania, UD, and Xavier, Ohio. The past three graduating classes earned over $22.8 million in scholarships. Let me be clear, our students are not academic geeks. They play sports, sing in our choir, play in our band, join special interest clubs, and complete countless hours of volunteer work. In short, our students are amazing. But I have to admit I am biased. I wear multiple hats at the ECHS. I am president of the board of directors for the Early College High School. I am dean for the College of Health and Behavioral Sciences at Delaware State University. So I have the opportunity to see firsthand how powerful this relationship is and can be. Third, and most importantly, I am the parent of a child that attends the Early College High School. And I have seen firsthand the opportunities she has had and how they are preparing her for the next step in her academic journey. The Early College High School represents a dream and a promise for our community, and we want to extend that promise to middle-level students. We currently enroll between 400 and 425 students in grades 9 through 12. With the full support of our board, we want to expand by adding 7th and 8th grade students, leading to a total anticipated enrollment of 625 by 2022. If this modification is approved, we will also change our name from the Early College High School to the Early College School, with both middle and high school divisions. To tell you more about why we think it's important to do this, I pass the baton to Dr. Evelyn Edney, the ECHS school leader.
Thank you, Dr. Horton. It's my pleasure to speak this evening. When DSU first dreamed of the idea of an early college high school, the core philosophy was to provide access for low-income, underrepresented, first-generation college-going students to a rigorous academic environment in which they would have the 21st century tools and skills needed to be successful in the future coursework and careers. Early college high schools are based on an innovative approach that takes into account the principle that academic rigor and access to higher education opportunities, when combined with the dual benefit of saving time and money, is a powerful motivator of students to work hard and meet serious intellectual challenges. When I first arrived at ECHS in 2015, I realized very quickly the idea of turning 14-year-olds into college students seemingly overnight was by far the hardest job that any of us has ever had. I was fortunate that winter of my first year to visit two early college high schools and two early college middle schools in Ohio. I know now that that encounter planted the seed to watch students in a middle school strive to achieve college readiness skills to allow them to go to their local early college high schools made me realize that was missing in our school system. I knew it would take us a minute or two to get here, but the stars aligned for us this year with the potential of this dream becoming a reality. We were successful in obtaining a CSP expansion grant for $750,000, pending the outcome of this modification, of course. We worked hard with our financial consultant to make a plan for financial feasibility at both 180% of our enrollment targets. The numbers are solid, and we are confident that financially we are sound to do this expansion. We are working with DSU to ensure the best physical placement of our school system. We will be relocating to the Wesley campus once DSU has completed the pending acquisition of Wesley College. Early College is excited to be located, will be excited to be located in downtown Dover. With those things in mind, we believe that adding on grades 7 and 8 will fit perfectly in our secondary setting, where vertical alignment of the curriculum can occur to give students an opportunity to expand their academia at a younger age. They will have earlier exposure to higher rigor and be provided opportunity for choice and critical thinking. In essence, this would allow us to start the college-going culture earlier to produce a more ready student who will have an opportunity to take high school classes as a junior high school student. We've had very positive feedback on our stakeholders' assessment of this expansion. Parents, students, and community members believe that a middle school division is a great next step for ECHS. For our current ECHS students, the power of place is what drives them and drives this early college model. They cannot wait to take a course on the DSU campus, and they work hard to get there. But some of them do struggle and need more supports. We wish to have that same power of place with our junior high school students. We want to level the playing field for struggling students and give them more time to be successful, and at the same time allow the students who adapt to a higher level learning more quickly to be challenged with high school work. At the end of the day, we want an environment where all of our students can dream big dreams. Thank you. And our final speaker this evening is our assistant principal, Dr. Naya McCann.
Thank you, Dr. Edney. Good evening, everyone. From the time a student attends their very first open house through graduation, we instill our motto, dream big dreams. As leaders of our school, our current big dream, as you heard, is to expand this school by offering this opportunity to begin the early college journey prior to becoming a high school student. Since the school opened its doors to students in 2014, there have been three cohorts of students who have graduated from the early college high school. Each year, our graduation rates have surpassed the state overall graduation rate. Our students have collectively earned 7,951 college credits as of August 2020, and they are still earning. With an average number of earned college credits among the first three graduating classes as 30 Delaware State University credits. We further examined our data to specifically review how the early college impacts Delaware State University. Early College High School reviews the percentage of graduates who attend Delaware State University post-high school graduation and retention rates until the student graduates from Delaware State University. For the class of 2018, 61% of Early College High School graduates enrolled at Delaware State University, and three of those have already graduated with a baccalaureate degree, and two of those graduates are currently enrolled in a graduate program at Delaware State University. For the class of 2019, 64% of our students enrolled at Delaware State. And then for the class of 2020, there was a bit of a decrease due to the current pandemic, which according to National Student Clearinghouse has negatively impacted college enrollment throughout the country. The early college model was specifically designed to increase academic opportunity for traditionally underserved student populations, students of color, low-income students, students with disability, first-generation college students. Over the years, we have critically analyzed our testing data to implement curricular modifications, enhance teaching strategies, and student support to have a positive impact on student growth. We've worked with our stakeholders to develop SMART goals and benchmarks to improve our overall student proficiency rates on state-required tests. We are monitoring growth by student cohorts after implementation of these changes. A major curricular change that is being planned is to adopt the College Board Spring Board curriculum, which is directly aligned to the College Board suite of assessments and has data to support improving students' college and career readiness. The Spring Board curriculum will be used in English language arts and mathematics courses for all grade levels 7 through 12. The positive, supportive school climate of Raleigh College High School is a major contributor to the success of our students. As previously stated, we breathe life into the motto, Dream Big Dreams, from day one with our students. We impress upon our students the importance of being college ready and teach our students the expectations of an early college high school Hornet so that they may exhibit Hornet pride in all that they do in and out of school. We firmly believe that it takes more than just good grades and test scores to succeed in college. The School Leader Develop College Readiness rubric assesses a student's academics, attendance, behavior, teacher recommendations, and assessment proficiency and growth. We found that this early college readiness rubric serves as an unbiased, objective measure to determine a student's readiness to take and remain in college courses. We plan on using a similar measure to assess a middle school student's readiness to take high school courses early. Research has shown that early college models work to make progress towards post-secondary attainment goals, reduce student loan debt, narrow equity gaps in higher education, and create meaningful and long-lasting collaboration between secondary schools and institutions of higher education. Our dream is to begin this process sooner to help middle school students within our great state to become a better early college high school student. This unique opportunity is and will continue to be available to all students who are residents of the state. This expansion will provide parents and middle school students another educational option, an option to become a Hornet and dream big dreams. Thank you.
At this point, are there other members of the school that would like to speak, either staff members or board members? At this point, we will accept comments from any members of the public that wish to speak. If you are a member of the public and you would like to speak, clearly state your name at this time, please.
Hi, I'm Andrea Murphy. I'm a parent at the Early College High School. I just wanted to share how exciting it is to hear about the decision to move forward in middle school with the high school. I think it would be an excellent choice. Our decision as a parent to send our freshman daughter, she's a freshman this year, to attend ECHS really was because of the rigor that we knew we would find in the curriculum, the teaching, and the teaching staff, actually, and the focus that they would have within the curriculum itself, and the preparation for our young person to be able to be ready, college ready, going into a higher education institution. The timing was right, and the location itself was excellent, and the cost, of course, was one of the very positive pieces that went with it. The benefits of a middle school, I would love to share if we had had that opportunity. She's a freshman going in, but if we have had that opportunity to do it when she was younger, it's a great opportunity to shape a college ready student, that the earlier preparation in middle school years for high school points to the opportunity for greater student success. And as first generation students, especially, they would benefit from a focused curriculum and opportunities that a middle school would help to prepare that young person to then move on to high school and then on to some of the college curriculum that would be available to them. The early intervention, again, is an excellent pathway to academic success, and access to resources cannot be not be mentioned. It would be an excellent opportunity, and I only wish we had the opportunity to be a part of that as well. But I give thanks for what we do have as a high school student coming in. But I just wanted to share that as a parent.
Thank you, Ms. Murphy. Any other members of the public that would like to speak at this time, please clearly state your name. Okay. Hearing none, I would like to thank everyone for your participation today. The Secretary will consider your comments in deciding at the conclusion of the renewal process what decision to submit to the state board for assent. This hearing is now closed. Thank you, everyone. It was good to see you guys, and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too. Take care, everyone.
And Mr. Travis, if you could send me those rules that you laid out in terms of people not speaking beyond their time, these are some great rules. I need to shift those and send those out to some other meetings I'm having. So if you could send me a copy of that, that'd be awesome.
Those have been refined over my last 2.5 years of doing this, but I can certainly send them to you.
Please, I mean, when you said and people not repeating things, I'm thinking, yes, don't say it if someone just said it.
I certainly will. I'll get those right out to you, Dr. Horton.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, everyone.
Murphy, thank you for your
good night. Good night.